Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me, I have Rachel Fox and Lori Edwards. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
Doing good, yeah.
So you guys want to talk about Happy Jack Peak and Chalk Mine. There's something really cool going on in the month of October. Can you tell our listeners about it?
Those who don't know the Chalk Mine, it's in Scotia, right along Highway 11.
Oh, yes.
So just north of Grand Island in Scotia. And we also have a website, happyjackpeakandchalkmine.org. They can contact anybody on that website as well. And those who don't know what the Chalk Mine is, it is Nebraska's biggest underground adventure. Lori, you can kind of tell them what the Chalk Mine is.
It is diatomaceous earth that has been hand dug from miners. They use the chalk for all sorts of things, and it is a room and pillar method underground chalk mine. You will not find another one in Nebraska like that. But it has a lot of history in it, a lot of adventure inside. Just
not just the chalk mine itself. But the peak
people.
As well.
Oh, and the
peak as well.
Why do you think the peak is so big? Well, I mean, I know it's tall.
Tall. Well, I know, like, Jack Swearinger, when he first, Happy Jack is what it's named for, when he was a kind of a loner. What's the history on Jack? But we're not too up on that one. But he used to be a lookout.
And he would help guide people over the territory.
Oh, well, out in the area, if anybody that's listening has never been in Valley County, it's very hilly. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is a lot of big hills, and the peak is probably, isn't it, the tallest area in Valley County?
Yes, it has a beautiful, beautiful view at the top. Beautiful.
And they do the golf thing. That's so much fun, too.
Yes.
I can't remember what month that was. It July?
I think
June or July, but
June
it's
July.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you guys have an event coming up, and you're trying to raise funds for this organization, Happy Jack Peak and Chalk Mine.
Yep.
So tell us about the event, what you guys are doing, because it sounds like so much
go
fun.
Go ahead, Lori.
Our first annual, hopefully. It is a ghost tour. We wanted to keep the tours going to help with fundraising. To help preserve and promote one of the most unique places in Nebraska. And so we had talked about a ghost tour or tales to keep the tours going when they shut down for their original times.
Sure. So long, in 97, 98, they started the Haunted Hollow. And so having tours, building scenes and stuff inside the mine and having people, you know, spooks and stuff and lots of people. And for about 15 years, they did that, I suppose. And then due to some fire marshal
regulations,
safety issues and all that stuff.
That came to an end.
They ruined all the fun.
They do. And so then they started doing the Trail of Terror,
which was outside of the mine.
And then you got
to walk through the mine as a regular tour.
Can I tell you a story really quick?
Absolutely.
About the ghost, not the ghost tour, when they had the Haunted Hollow. So I took my children, my boys were teenagers and that, and we went on the tour, and it was fabulous. I am a scaredy cat. And we're down in there, and there's people grabbing you and just scaring the bejeebers out of me. And all of a sudden, I felt something on my shoulder. And they turned the lights on, and here's this guy dressed in a rat suit. And he had put a plastic rat on my shoulder. And thank goodness I was wearing gloves, because I hauled off and slapped him.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
He laughed so hard. I know I didn't hurt him, but it just scared me half to death. I have fond memories up there and with my kids.
So do we.
A lot of great memories being there at the chalk mine. So anyway.
And we want people to make their own memories here during the ghost tours.
Yes. They must. You guys don't, I don't want anybody to miss out on this. That's why this is so important. Not only are we raising money for the Happy Jack Peak and Chalk Mine, but we're creating memories, man. I love that.
Right.
Absolutely. And you don't have to go to Omaha.
Right.
You just go it's local. In local town, local people doing this. And
then that money is going right back to the chalk mine to help with the...
Absolutely. So, okay, how can people get tickets?
All right. So tickets are only online.
Okay.
You can go to Happy Jack Peak and Chalk Mine, our website, and it'll go through Zephy.
Okay.
Very respectable thing.
Safe.
You can trust
Easy
it.
Easy to use.
Easy to use. Absolutely. You pick a time. We are only taking tours up to 10 people. And there's no price break if you have more than 10 or more than 6 or anything. It's $25 per person, no matter the age. We are recommending 12 years or older to come on the tours. Again, they can go to our – the only way they can get tickets is going to our website. And the very first thing that comes up when you go is tickets – is a prompt to get your tickets for the ghost tour. And get those right away. I know we have Saturday. I think we have at least a full hour that is already
sold out.
Oh, goodness.
And they have been, just in the last couple of days, they said they've been at like a steady stream. So we're only doing 300, I think we did the math, 320 people.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's not all who's going to see it this year. Hopefully,
Let's hope it gets bigger,
but this first year... We are doing just the first 320 people that can get tickets. You cannot get tickets the day of unless they're available.
Okay.
But you've got to go to the website.
Yeah, okay. They will not be available at the mine or any other.
No, okay. Yep. So you have to get them online.
You have to get them. And we only ask that you do come just during the time of your there's nothing else to do down there.
What times are you having them?
So from 6:30 to 10:30
okay.
are the times. So,
and they're half hour tours.
This is a half an hour tour for 30 minutes. It is just you, the tour guides, the ghosts, and the story,
the darkness.
Oh, you guys, the mystery.
Absolutely. All the creepy stuff.
I'm going to tell everybody to bundle up anyway. You never know what the weather's going to be like in Nebraska,
Absolutely.
But it was cold in there. Mm-hmm. It's cold inside there. So,
And you want to wear something on your head because you never know, because there are live bats.
Oh, gosh.
Like, that's what's awesome about the mine.
It is.
It's
raw
and
real.
I never thought about those pesky bats.
Yeah.
Okay, so what can they expect during the tour? How spooky does it get?
Well, it is not terrifying, but it is spooky. It has chills and thrills and... make you look over your shoulder a couple of times. You'll be part of the story.
Are there age restrictions, you guys?
12.
12 years
we
old.
We recommend 12 and, 12 and up.
Okay.
And anybody, you know, if there's anybody younger than that, they got to have a parent. You're going to have a parent with them.
That makes sense.
It is going to be dark. It's not a lot of light. It's going to be dark. It is handicap accessible, though.
Oh, nice.
Yes, because you won't be asked to crawl into any spaces or anything like that. And
nobody putting rats on your shoulder?
No. There'll be panic, but it's not going to be panic like...
It's what you like for the
it's
this
a lot
type
of
a year.
Imaginary.
Oh.
It is messing with you psychologically.
Yes.
It's messing with the senses.
I'm so open to that. I probably would conjure a ghost.
And it's a story.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a
tale.
It's a theater. It's a story. It's a narration.
Is your sister helping with this too?
She actually is not at all. She's not. But yeah, we do have some theater kids coming in and working, and we have some great people who work at the mine as tour guides right now as well, and some board members. Lots of just amazing people who want to see this go. And it doesn't take a lot of
prep.
There's no props and that kind of stuff
that
due
helps.
To our restriction. Yeah. And it really is. Like, you're not going to be able to, like, look and see a whole bunch of props and
goblins
and all that.
Yeah.
You're going to have to tune in and listen with your mind.
Ooh. That doesn't mean you might not see something.
Oh, yes. There's
you guys. I love this.
Yeah.
All right. So how does this event tie into the history of Scotia and the chalk mine? Just asking.
So like we talked with earlier about the tradition of the Haunted Hollow many years ago, that this group had started the Haunted Hollow to raise money and to just do something fun and have something for people.
And something local.
Local, absolutely.
And it was going right back to a good good cause.
Absolutely.
And so many people from all over the state of Nebraska came to this.
Yeah.
To the Haunted Hollow, and we wanted to keep that tradition.
Yeah.
I love it. So if someone's on the fence about coming, what would you say to convince them to give it a try?
Mine is definitely, it goes to a good cause.
Right.
Come and support this, support the Happy Jack Peak and Chalk Mine, and support small towns.
It's something different.
Come over to Scotia North Loop. They've got some fun things. Come see what they have.
Everybody's always looking for something to do.
Always. Mm-hmm. Now, are there any restaurants up there that people could go and eat before they go?
Yes. So, there's a couple. Bob's Bar in Scotia.
Okay.
There. Of course, the Woe and Go in Scotia as well. You can order some pizza and go sit at a park or whatever if the weather is nice.
That's perfect.
There's a bar in North Loop as well, the Double S Saloon, and the Woe and Go in North Loop as well.
Fantastic. So, I mean, from Grand Island, what would you say? It's about a half hour, 45-minute drive?
45-minute drive.
It's a beautiful drive. FYI. Oh, yeah. Deer Country, it's gorgeous up there. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Right along the river.
Where can people go for more information and updates?
Obviously, the Happy Jack Peak and Chalk Mine. Go there to get your tickets. And also our Facebook is another place, Happy Jack Peak and Chalk Mine. And we also do have an event called with the Happy Jack Chalk Mine Ghost Tour. There's also an event, so...
And will that have the link on there?
That'll have the link to yep, absolutely. A couple different places. There's the link for those tickets.
All right. Well, Rachel and Lori, is there anything else that you want to let our listeners know about for this event?
Go for it, Laura. Any of the, like, what's your thing? What's going to get you? Why should they go? Why would you go?
Well, this one in particular, because... It already feels haunted walking into the chalk mine. I love Halloween. Yes, Halloween's so my favorite. Yeah. So I'm still looking for the spooky, eerie feeling. And the chalk mine already has that eerie feeling about it. So you kind of already hear the whispers and the wind blowing through. And
yeah. Or when you look up and you have a flashlight and you shine a bright bat.
Like, oh no.
yeah.
All right, Rachel, tell our listeners again what's happening and when.
We've got the Happy Jack Peak and Chalk Mine Ghost Tour. It is happening October 17th and 18th. It's a Friday, Saturday, October 24th and 25th, another Friday, Saturday in Scotia from 6:30 to 10:30. $25 a piece gets you a 30-minute ghost tour in the mine, and you have to get your tickets online. happyjackpeakandchalkmine.org is where you're going to go.
This is going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
And if we could squeeze in that this is more than just a story, and it's for entertainment reasons only.
Yes.
It's completely fictional, but that they can be part of this, that they will actually... become one of the 13.
That's fantastic.
You don't know who you are going to be, and you find the demise of the miners throughout the tour.
Oh, my goodness.
And at the end, you find out which miner you had chosen.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in today. This
thank
is going
you.
To be a lot of fun. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning into the Public Affairs program. Have a great rest of your day.